Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Daytime highs approaching 49 this afternoon under clear skies, north winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies again tonight, lows around 25, 54 tomorrow, sunny skies. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 45.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Holiday cooking is officially upon us, and the company of Evergy in Kansas has offered some new energy-efficient tips as Kansas prepare their Thanksgiving meals. As WIBW reports that according to Evergy, they recommend not buying a turkey bigger than needed for the number of people being served, as they say a smaller turkey will take less time to cook, therefore saving energy. They also say try to make turkeys in an oven-safe plastic bag as it locks in juices and flavors, along with reducing cooking time by at least 5 minutes per pound. Also, save time and energy by using a kettle to boil water for stovetop dishes like pasta or vegetables. Consider using microwaves to cook whenever possible, and they say smaller pieces cook food faster. Finally, they also recommend individuals try to use energy-efficient lighting, including the LED light bulbs that use about 70 to 90% less electricity than the incandescent bulbs. For more energy tips, they say you can visit online at evergy.com for ways to try and save up to 15% of energy usage going into the Thanksgiving holidays.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? Seahorse Trailer Sales. Looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
With the winter season upon.
The daylight is coming down and your body starts to shift down with it. You start to feel maybe a little bit less energy. You might want to start eating more carbohydrates. You get those cravings. You maybe start sleeping more, maybe going to sleep earlier or sleeping later. For a certain percentage of people, what we think is about 20% of the people, they end up really getting diagnosed with something like this and needing to get more aggressive treatment for it.
That was Dr. Trey Tucker on KWCH News, where he says the best way to counter these issues are to try to adjust your body to the same time as daylight.
It helps your circadian rhythm to know, okay, it's morning, we're starting our day, now it's night, we're kind of starting to shut down. But also the light itself gives your body some vitamin D, so that makes you feel better inside.
Mid-America Network News.
No two farms are alike, and at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand that. That's why you'll get farm insurance coverage tailored just for you. We look at your individual situation and help you figure out the coverages that make the most sense for your farm, all at an affordable price. No matter what you grow or how big or small your farm, we can help. Your roots are in farming. Ours are in protecting you. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Adams Industries has officially created a food trailer to try and help individuals for the Food Bank of Lincoln, as they've officially dubbed the trailer to be named Hometown Fresh, as the food bank is able to travel and help out those individuals in need across the state.
It is absolutely overwhelming to arrive here this morning in Sydney and to get the full look at Hometown Fresh in this form, to receive something so generous. And it's beyond the trailer. It is the hours and the hours from multiple skilled hands contributing to this project. It is overwhelming and truly inspiring. I mean, it is going to allow us to feed thousands of neighbors, and it just doesn't get much better than that.
That was Michaela Kumke, the president and CEO of the Food Bank of Lincoln, on Panhandle News Channel Nebraska. Mid-America Network News.
This is Carrie with the El Dorado Livestock Auction. This week we're having our Gold Buckle Female Classic sale on Saturday, the 26th. We'll start that sale at 11 o'clock in the morning. Some of our featured consignments for the sale will be a dispersal of 350 head of Red Angus and Red Angus Charlet Cross cows that will start calving around March the 1st. Then we're also going to have a dispersal of 33-year-old Black Angus McCurry sired cows. And you can also see on our website where we're going to have a lot of good fall pairs and bred heifers and even some replacement females, replacement heifers that are going to be up for auction this week. www.eldoradolivestock.com. And if you have any questions for us about any of the cows selling this weekend, give us a call at 316-320-3212.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. KDOT is partnering with the U.S. Department of Transportation's National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to raise awareness of its Click It or Ticket campaign this Thanksgiving weekend. Law enforcement agencies will have an increased presence on roadways to check for speeders, seatbelt use, and suspicion of impaired driving. Thanksgiving's Click It or Ticket surveillance period will be in effect through Monday. Blue Valley Technology Giving Tree will serve local children again this Christmas. The 27th annual program has kicked off, and you can select a card at Partnering Business or via Facebook. Cards include suggested needs and wishes of a child. You can shop for and wrap gifts and return those with the card and code attached, due back by December 12. For more information, go online to bluevalley.net/givingtree or call Colleen Vogt at Blue Valley Technologies. Wymore Community will host their annual holiday treasure hunt Friday. Pick up treasure hunt tickets, business maps, and purchase raffle tickets downtown from 8 till 3:30. A community coffee is planned 10 to 11 a.m. The post-prom soup supper runs 5 to 7 at the community center. The whistle will sound at 5, signaling Christmas lighting. Then find your ticket on business windows in Wymore and Blue Springs and bring it back to the Welsh Center to claim your prize. Santa's to arrive at the Welsh Garden in Wymore Friday at 5:15. With Santa's drawing for unclaimed prizes back at the community center at 7, you must be present to win. Annual Odell Christmas Craft Fair is Saturday, November 26th, 9 until 3 at multiple locations throughout the community. Lunch and concessions are available. $1 per person donation benefits youth programs in the Odell community. Marysville Chamber and Main Street is hosting Small Business Saturday, November 26th. Pick up swag bags beginning at 9 a.m. in front of United Bank and Trust with coupons and offers from participating merchants. Chamber bucks will be included in random bags. Bring purchase receipts back for drawings each half hour through noon. Residents are reminded to shop local and shop small. Barnes' annual lighted horse-drawn parade is Saturday evening at 7 with a whole hog barbecue at the firehouse from 5 until 6:30, and downtown businesses will be open late. Parade entries are welcome, lining up near the ball field in Barnes beginning at 5 on Saturday. For details, contact Deb Cruzy at 785-763-4310. Blue River, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is seeking volunteers Monday, November 28th, to assist in packing Mercy Meals at the Odell Community Building. They'll run at least four lines on each of six shifts, 2 hours per shift, running 8 a.m. until 8 p.m., as well help on the cleanup shift is appreciated. Volunteers may call the State Bank of Odell to sign up for a shift at 402-766-3720. Lawrence A. Herz, age 82, of Washington, passed away Monday. Funeral services planned Friday, December 2nd at 10:30 at the Washington Christian Church. Visitation Thursday, December 1st, 3 until 8 p.m. Family will receive visitors 5 until 7 p.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Lawrence Herz.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
CJ Express stores in Marysville and Frankfort wish everyone a happy holiday season. Make CJ your last stop before you hit the road. With friendly and helpful staff, snacks, drinks, and premium dino fuel, now save even more when you download the new CJ Go app. Safe travels from CJ Express with locations in Marysville and Frankfort.
Blue Valley Door Company Incorporated wishes everyone in Southeast Nebraska and Northeast Kansas a happy Thanksgiving. From Blue Valley Door Company Incorporated in Beatrice, we service and install all styles of doors and openers. Seamless guttering as well for farm, industrial, and residential doors and openers. All of us at Vance Gerdes Funeral Home would like to wish our wonderful friends and neighbors and members of the community a holiday full of delicious food, good company, and joy. Remember to give thanks for your many blessings. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone, from your friends at Vance Gerdes Funeral Home in Odell. Jim's Carpet and Supplies Incorporated reminds everyone to be thankful for all the blessings you have in life this holiday season. May your day be filled with family and friends. Happy Thanksgiving from Jim's Carpet and Supplies Incorporated in Beatrice, offering the very best in both commercial and residential floor coverings.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. There will be a slight chance for some rain early on today, but otherwise staying sunny and slightly breezy. Temperatures will stay slightly cooler, but start warming up throughout Friday. For today's forecast, a slight chance for some rain early on, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid-40s and lower 50s. Northwest winds are 5 to 15 and gusting as high as 25. Staying mostly clear overnight tonight with our lows in the lower 20s and lower 30s. North winds still between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 25. Slightly warmer throughout the region on Friday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. And clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. A small system of low pressure will start to move through on Saturday, bringing a slight chance for some rain showers, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Some rain showers may continue into Saturday night, otherwise staying cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Westerly winds are 5 to 15 and gusting as high as 25. And still staying sunny and warmer on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late November 51, record high on this date 73. The average low 29 and the record low was 2 degrees. Sunrise this morning 7:21, sunset this evening at 5:08.
Is white meat your weakness or do you call dibs on the drumstick? Some Turkey Day poultry ponderings today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn cherished photos into beautiful canvas prints and custom gifts with canvasprints.com. Just upload your image, select your product and size, and check out to create the perfect printer gift for everyone on your list. Use code PODCAST25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of artist quality canvas prints, metal prints, and custom gifts. Why not get started on holiday shopping now and give truly personalized gifts that turn special moments into lasting memories? Canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thanksgiving Day, Thursday, November 24th, the 328th day of the year. Composer Scott Joplin and actor Colin Hanks were both born on this day. If white meat or dark is the toughest decision you'll make today, here's a little info to chew on. Our culture overwhelmingly favors the leaner white meat, but it's not the case everywhere. In the Middle East and Far East, for example, legs and thighs are the choicest parts of the bird. In fact, America's preference for white meat is so lopsided that we need lopsided turkeys to meet the demand. Selective breeding has given us birds with enormous and rarely used white wing muscles in the chest. Darker-hued meat comes from the muscles with which the birds use more frequently. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Have a question for the Old Farmer? Ask it online at almanac.com.
Support small business all year long by catching this deal at the Wagon Wheel. Purchase four $25 gift cards and get two $25 gift cards free this Saturday only. Sale kicking off at 9 a.m. with regular hours of operation. Get $50 worth of gift cards free when you purchase $100 worth at the Wagon Wheel this Small Business Saturday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It's been a big week in college basketball as we wrap up for the Thanksgiving celebration with Kansas Jayhawks finishing their game yesterday with a day game against North Carolina State. They pulled ahead 80-74 as they went into the half at 39-31, slightly in the lead, and was able to maintain throughout the game, putting themselves 5-0 for the season so far and sitting number 3 in the national AP polls. That game was on the road for the Jayhawks. They tip off on Monday evening at 7 p.m. against Texas Southern. And Kansas State Wildcat basketball, they finish off their series at the Cayman Island Classic as they ran through three separate games against Rhode Island, winning 77-57, Nevada, and against LSU. They now have a full week off as they tip off again on Wednesday next week with an early evening game at 5:30 against Butler. Finally, in Wichita State basketball, the Shockers fell to San Francisco on Tuesday, 67-63. Their next tip-off is on Saturday, coming up against Tarleton State at 3 p.m.
During November, we're celebrating Yes-Vember with savings and discounts all month long at Rusty Eck Ford. Yes, all new Fords in stock priced under MSRP, up to $3,800 off. Yes, we have discounts available when you order your new Ford with us, too. Yes, we'll take anything in on trade, no matter what you owe and no matter what it is. Yes, we will get you the finance option that fits your needs. Yes, Rusty Eck Ford has what you're looking for with over 300 new and pre-owned vehicles available. We're making it easy to say yes to your new Ford with big discounts up to $3,800 under MSRP. Top dollar for any trade and financing options for everyone. At Rusty Eck Ford, Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealer, 2 years running. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Prices plus tax and fees, all Visa dealers, stock number 22T518, MSRP 5970, sale price 55949. Cannot be combined with other offers with approved credit. Negative equity could affect financing terms and approval. Negative equity will carry over to new purchase. Excludes Raptor, Tremor, GT500, and Bronco. Offers expire at month end.
The Kansas City Chiefs continue to rack up accomplishments and see stars shine after the nail-biting victory between Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, leading the Chiefs to a three-point victory last weekend. The All-Pro tight end Kelce finished the game last weekend with 6 catches for 115 yards and 3 different touchdowns, the second time in the career that he had caught at least as many passes in the end zone. The final touchdown of the night was also matched up one-on-one against the 2018 All-Pro safety Derwin James Jr., and it was the 33rd game of at least 100 yards receiving for Kelce, sending him past Rob Gronkowski for the most by an NFL tight end. The Chiefs prevailed over the Chargers 30-27. They're now set for the L.A. Rams coming up this Sunday with a kickoff at 3:25. Other news, it was also a big weekend last weekend for the Kansas State Wildcats football team as K-State's Brandon Mott has been named the Big 12's Defensive Player of the Week. The Wildcats went through West Virginia 48-31 last Saturday, with Mott getting a career high of 8 tackles, 5 solo tackles, and 3 sacks. Mid-America Network Sports.
Axed Illegals complete the run for a repeat state championship Saturday, facing the Thunder Ridge Longhorns. 11 a.m. kickoff live on KNDY FM 95.5, KNDYRadio.com, and on our free mobile app.
Gardeners love to capture the beauty of their garden in photographs to enjoy throughout the year and over time. We also like to capture other gardeners' ideas that inspire us and can be adapted to our own landscapes. But truly capturing the essence and beauty of a garden can be tricky. Photographer Saxon Holt shared helpful tips in his blog, Seeing the Native Plant Garden. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Saxon talks about the challenges of capturing the essence of the native landscape, but his suggestions work equally well when designing or photographing any garden. Look for or include pathways that lead your eye through the garden. Benches provide a focal point. As gardeners, we seldom sit upon the bench, but provide them for visitors to view our gardens. He likes to shoot from behind the bench to capture the view the gardener wanted to share. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The four great courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets, cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Nothing says holidays like a poinsettia. Make this year's celebration brighter than ever with Poinsettia Poinsettias. You'll enjoy vibrant colors from the whitest white to beautiful shades of pink and red. Poinsettia's compact size and abundant flowers put on quite a display in any holiday decor. Brighten tabletops and mantles with poinsettias or use them as a centerpiece and create instant ambience. Purchase Poinsettia Poinsettias at your favorite garden center, big box store, and other plant retailer.
It just happened to be a ship that was available to sail, but the ship that was chosen is still known by us today. Its name is synonymous for many with our celebration of Thanksgiving. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
From Kansas to Ohio, that's where you'll find Pivot Bio. From the Mississippi Delta, the Chesapeake, Nebraska, the hills of Tennessee. Proven on thousands of fields across this great land. When you work the ground till the sun goes down, Pivot Bio's got a plan.
Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
While it's a very important ship in the history of this nation, as Whit Perry explains, it was quite by chance it made the trip.
This was a ship that was available. It was a very common merchant ship that would have been available for hire. So the passengers were considered cargo, and the sailors' favorite kind of cargo because they were self-loading cargo. So this was like a U-Haul of its day.
Perry is speaking of the Mayflower, the ship that brought the people we call the Pilgrims to the New World in 1620. It was a trip that took 66 days to cross the Atlantic.
They ended up leaving late in 1620, so they had some of the winter gales and working more against the wind as they're trying to make their way across here just really slowed them down.
For the sailors on the Mayflower, this was a long run, but not uncommon. It was a different story for the Pilgrims.
For the passengers, this would be like you and I going to the moon. They had no idea what to expect. It's incredibly courageous. This wasn't something that was done every day. Worse than that, the 102 passengers probably spent most of their time down on the tween deck of the ship.
Passengers were probably only allowed on the main deck in small groups to get occasional fresh air.
So they were stuck in a very crowded, very low and small space being shared with 102 other people. Yes, they were definitely getting sick. They had chamber pots they were using. I just couldn't imagine it myself.
We'll have more of the story of the famous ship Mayflower next time as we travel the countryside in Plymouth, Massachusetts. I'm Andrew McRae.
Berwick Oil hopes everyone has the opportunity to gather with family and friends this holiday season and share a meal around an overloaded table. Have a great Thanksgiving holiday and reflect on what you are truly thankful for this year. From all of us at Berwick Oil and Sabetha, find them on Facebook at Berwick Oil. Thanksgiving is a time to reflect on all the things to be grateful for, and Belleville Health Care and Rehab Center is thankful for all our wonderful employees, residents, and so much more. Belleville Health Care and Rehab Center, specialized care with in-house therapies, short-term rehab to home, advanced recovery, total wellness. It's that time of year, and Western National Bank hopes listeners enjoy the holidays wrapped in the warmth of family and friends, and remembers that sharing, caring, and giving thanks is what it's all about this holiday season. Have a happy Thanksgiving from your friends at Western National Bank in Wymore. Member FDIC.
Aquaculture is a growing industry, but you need the financial and physical resources. Hi, I'm Jody Hankey. One way to start is by raising fish in cages as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Growing fish in cages can be a means for landowners with ponds to produce fish for supplemental income or for their own dinner table. It costs much less than starting a fish farm and allows the pond to be used for other purposes such as recreation, stock watering, or irrigation. David Klein is an extension aquaculture specialist at Auburn University. He says there are several fish species that do well in this type of environment.
You're looking for fish that get along well together, and historically that includes things like catfish, tilapia, trout. Folks have done hybrid striped bass. There's the potential to do bluegills and other sunfish, but they create some other challenges. But I would say the most common ones that I have come across are folks that either want to grow catfish or tilapia.
The cages allow water to move freely, which maintains water quality for the fish. They will depend on you for healthy meals since they're not free to roam around snacking on their natural food. You also need to keep an eye on fish health due to their intensive numbers.
Most of the time you have to put a lot of fish in there, so you're going to have a relatively crowded environment in order to overcome the fish's natural territorial nature. There is the potential for them bumping into each other, bumping into the cage, getting scraped up, which makes an opening for the potential for them to get a bacterial disease or something along those lines.
Even though the cages are large, they're simple to move around, and getting at the fish is easy for care, observation, and harvesting. Keep in mind that predators and vandals like this arrangement too. Learn more about cage aquaculture at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances. This Bible verse gives me a lot of inspiration in good times and in challenging times. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, life will throw you a curveball every once in a while, and things, well, they don't always go as planned. But no matter what's happening around you, gratitude is something you can embrace all the time. So here's one thing you can do every day. Make a list of things you're grateful for. Your family, your job, your health could be on the list. And every day, try to find something new to add. Each day, say a little prayer of gratitude. It can help you see that everything you have is a generous gift from God, and you may be more likely to share what you have with others. So celebrate the abundance of your life and live every day in gratitude. It'll help you achieve financial clarity and live a more meaningful life.
The ongoing battle against soybean cyst nematodes. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm. Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
The Soybean Cyst Nematode Coalition and one of its member companies, BASF, have a new series of short videos on the coalition website, some of which feature Iowa State University nematologist Greg Tilka.
Any egg count is serious. I say that if a farmer tells me they have a little bit of SCN, that's like telling someone you're a little bit pregnant.
The egg count Tilka refers to is how SCN infestations are evaluated. He says egg counts of 2,000 or less in a small soil sample are considered low, but can still lead to yield losses.
The recommendation for above 12,000 is you need to seriously think about not growing soybeans for another year to get those egg counts down. And that's because even the best resistant soybean varieties suffer yield loss when you get to egg counts that are up into the 12 and 15 and 20,000 eggs per half a cup of soil.
Tilka says there are three preferred methods for SCN control.
Growing alternating years of corn with beans, grow resistant soybean varieties, and the third option is seed treatments. And we want farmers to use all three of those.
Learn more at the SCNCoalition.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag Buildings provides safe storage and working space for farm shops and machinery. Inline Construction offers wood or steel frame ag buildings complete and finished to your specifications. Call today for a quote and let them get started. For ag buildings, demolition, concrete, and construction work, count on Inline Construction. Find them and see their recent projects on their Facebook page.
Here's a look at your ag news. I'm Jeff Aiken for the Mid-America Ag Network. A part of the Thanksgiving Day holiday weekend, of course, is travel. It's one of the most traveled weekends of the entire year, matter of fact. So what does the weather hold for this region and the rest of the country? Here's Rod Bain and USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
Minus a couple of exceptions, the weather approaching the Thanksgiving holiday has been
remarkably quiet, albeit very cold, nearly coast to coast.
Yet USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says
we expect to see a significant storm system begin to develop across the south central United States. So if you're heading to or living in Texas, Oklahoma, and extending eastward across the southeast, look for some fairly dramatic changes coming starting Thanksgiving Day.
Possibly meeting heavy wet snow in Texas and Oklahoma. Post-Thanksgiving travel weather includes soaking rain from the southeastern plains to the Appalachians, extended as far north as the Ohio Valley. However,
for a lot of the other areas of the country, it will remain pretty quiet. And I can assure you, it looks like good weather from Thanksgiving on through the weekend and just about plains and into the upper Midwest.
This coming after what we experienced last week. Here's Brad Rippey.
Last weekend, we saw epic snowfall downwind to the Great Lakes, especially east of Lakes Erie in Ontario. And that included some snowfall totals of 2 to 6 feet last weekend in the Buffalo area. But again, for the most part, we have seen wall-to-wall sunshine, but cold conditions all the way from the Pacific Coast to the Great Plains, the Midwest, and on to the East Coast.
And that's a look at your Ag News. I'm Jeff Aiken. Thank you for listening. We do appreciate that. Have a safe and wonderful Thanksgiving holiday weekend.
During November, we're celebrating Yes-Member with savings and discounts all month long at Rusty Eck Ford. Yes, all new Fords in stock priced under MSRP, up to $3,800 off. Yes, we have discounts available when you order your new Ford with us, too. Yes, we'll take anything in on trade, no matter what you owe and no matter what it is. Yes, we will get you the finance option that fits your needs. Yes, Rusty Eck Ford has what you're looking for with over 300 new and pre-owned vehicles available. We're making it easy to say yes to your new Ford with big discounts up to $3,800 under MSRP. Top dollar for any trade and financing options for everyone. At Rusty Eck Ford, Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealer, 2 years running. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Prices plus tax and fees. All Buick dealer stock number 22T518. MSRP 59780. Sale price 55929. Cannot be combined with other offers with approved credit. Negative equity could affect financing terms and approval. Negative equity will carry over to new purchase. Excludes Raptor, Tremor, GT500, and Bronco. Offers expire at month end.
Third Road Ag Sales features C-Tech Genetics Row Crop Seed. They're a small independent seed company offering soil-specific hybrids. Now offering the largest cash discounts in the industry at 13%. C-Tech corn hybrids are all full flex, allowing for lighter populations to be planted while maintaining quality yields. On the soybean side, Third Road Ag carries varieties for all the popular trait packages. Learn more about better testing, better quality, more technology, and more genetics add up to more production and more profit for you. Contact John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales today and don't miss the 13% cash discount now for a limited time.
Every cattle producer has a vision of the ideal cattle herd. Carefully choosing replacement heifers gets you closer to your goal. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today. Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming Magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry.
Quality replacement heifers are a big investment for the cow-calf producer. Whether bought or home-raised, these females are the genetic building blocks for the herd. They will be expected to produce and wean a calf every year for many years. The selection process begins at weaning when heifers are typically 6 to 8 months old. David Lawman is an extension beef cattle specialist at Oklahoma State University. He says there are many factors that go into the decision, but he recommends selecting heifers that were born early and bred early.
Those two things tell you that the management and the genetics of that animal line up pretty well, and those animals are a reasonable fit for their environment. So just something as simple as selecting early born heifers and retaining the early bred heifers over time can improve the fertility in a commercial cow-calf operation substantially.
Consider females that have enough body condition to be healthy but aren't too fat or very thin. Another factor should be the animal's temperament. Docility is an important trait.
That's a characteristic that you can identify early on, and probably a good time to assess that is at weaning. You know, when the animals are being sorted and as they're being processed for vaccination through the chute and so on, producers should be able to get a pretty good assessment of those heifers that are difficult to handle, excitable, and so on.
I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips on choosing replacement heifers at agriculture.com.
Don't miss the Black Friday sale and Small Business Saturday this weekend at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, with 20% off boots and apparel Friday and Saturday, 15% off wallets, purses, and other accessories, 10% off toys. Purchase $125 in Wrangler products and get a free cooler book bag. And bring the kids by Black Friday, 10 till noon. Meet the Grinch and Max at Valley Vet Supply, East Highway 36 in Marysville. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 7, Saturday, 8 to 6, Sunday, 12:30 till 5.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. So on Wednesday, when we closed out, there were several things that affected the market for Wednesday. Matter of fact, you've got situations overseas where OPEC, they're having rumors about their production. China reporting more cases of COVID now, possible lockdowns coming for China. And Brazilian weather, there could be a record crop production coming out of Brazil. All those things affecting the market, plus a huge sell to China. That all affected the market on Wednesday. Corn for December closed out Wednesday at 663 and a quarter. That's up 6.5. Corn for March closed out the day on Wednesday at 666 and a quarter. That's up 7. Wheat for December closed the day on Wednesday at 793 and a half. That's up 2. March wheat closed the day at 813 and a half. That's up 3. Kansas City wheat for December closed out at 930 and a quarter. That's up 4.75. Kansas City wheat for March closed the day. And that's up 11.75. Oats for December closed the day at 394.75. That's down 5. March oats down 7 to close the day at 389. January soybeans closed out at 1436. That's up 6.25. Soybeans for March closed out at 1442. That's up 5.5. Cotton for December closed out at 83.94. That's up 72 cents. Cotton for March closed at 82.90, that's up 48 cents. Live cattle for December closed out at 153.35, that's down 45 cents. Live cattle for February down a dollar at 155.42. Feeder cattle for January closed out at 179.25, down $2.42.5. Feeder cattle for March 182.35, down $2.22.5. And that's a look at your market information. I'm Jeff Aiken.
The leaves outside are falling, and so are the prices at Midwest Kia. Have you fallen out of love with your current ride? November is the month to fall in love all over again with a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. Fall in love with a new 2023 Kia of your choice. Fall in love with our fair pricing. And fall in love with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Come in and test drive a new Kia and enter to win a flat-screen TV to be given away on Black Friday with no purchase necessary. Fall in love with a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler Road or MidwestKia.com. And remember, we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia. Prize drawing held on November 25th. No purchase necessary to enter. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
Surprise the man in your life this Christmas with something he really wants. More power. Table saws, cordless drills, impacts, trimmers, and chainsaws. Perfect for gift giving, Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber have Milwaukee and DeWalt power tools and accessories. Pull lasting holiday memories fresh from the flame of your new solo stove fire pit. Built for the backyard and beyond and great for any age, make a solo stove from Hometown Lumber in Marysville the number one gift on your list this year.
This last February, Richard Linton became Kansas State University's 15th president, and it seems to be great news for Kansas agriculture. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today. In a conversation on the vision for Kansas State University, the College of Ag, and Research and Extension, K-State President Richard Linton and College of Agriculture Dean Ernie Minton emphasized the university's prioritization of the land-grant mission.
Even though there are a number of ag schools that continue to focus on the original land-grant mission, we in particular take that very, very seriously. We have an obligation to stakeholders to address things that are important to the state and the region, and I'm not sure that continues to be captured at all land-grant universities. So I'm very, very proud of Kansas State for really holding that original land-grant mission.
Yeah, Dean Minton, I would follow up and say that I would agree. I've been now at five different land-grant institutions, and I think what I've seen in the first few months that I've been here is the connection between our stakeholders and our communities in the state is much stronger than at other land-grant institutions that I've had. I'm super proud of what I'm seeing in the state relative to research and extension connections.
Linton and Minton addressed the issues impacting the region and K-State's obligation.
Land-grant universities have a particular charge to help solve global hunger, and as a globally engaged institution, we have a particular responsibility to really address global food needs, sustainability, and resilience among food-producing countries to help ensure food security globally.
A few other things I think that are important, certainly water resource management, not only nationally and globally, but especially here in Kansas, is a big and important issue. Labor, I think the industry would say, is maybe their number one issue and challenge. And I think, too, as a part of the land grant, is our specific relevance and impact. I think there's not enough people that truly understand where our food comes from. And I think it's important that we educate consumers about all of the great work that we do to ultimately fulfill their dinner table.
President Linton goes on to highlight the mutual optimism for his presidency.
You know, in Kansas and at Kansas State, it's all about the importance of making lives of people in Kansas better. And as other institutions move more towards, you know, the R1 university or better rankings, I wanted to come to a place that cared about our people first. I think they are excited that there is a president that comes with a lot of land grant experience and someone that comes with a background of agriculture and food systems. So I think maybe there is a confidence at a higher level than there's been for many, many years because we just haven't had that expertise in the president's office. I think the timing is right. I think the opportunities for agriculture is right now, today, and I think it's a perfect marriage. I feel good about where I'm placed as a president, and I think the university and the College of Agriculture should feel very, very good.
That was K-State President Richard Linton and College of Agriculture Dean Ernie Minton discussing the original land-grant mission of Kansas State University and President Linton's role in that. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today.
Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
Classic country stations in America and still going strong. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.